Welcome to KCPW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
Many Utahns know the story of the internment camps built to imprison Japanese Americans during World War II. Utah was even home to one such camp at Topaz in Millard County. But far fewer people know the story of Keatley Farms, an agricultural colony of voluntarily relocated Japanese Americans established halfway between Park City and Heber City. Shortly after the bombing of Pearl Harbor by the Japanese Navy, President Franklin Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, authorizing the removal of more than 100,000 people of Japanese ancestry from the West Coast. Some of these people moved voluntarily so as to avoid forced removal by the military. One such person, Fred Isamu Wada, settled on Utah as his new home and struck a bargain with the mayor of the small town of Keatley to bring other relocated Japanese Americans to the area as farm laborers. Wada and his colleagues founded their venture at Keatley as a cooperative nonprofit enterprise to grow food for the American war effort. Not everyone, however, was pleased with the agreement, and anti-Japanese sentiment around Keatley initially was strong, though over time relations between members of the colony and outsiders improved. When the war ended, about a third of the Japanese American farmers stayed in Utah. Their settlement, though, no longer exists. It now lies at the bottom of Jordanelle Reservoir. Content for this episode of the BeHype Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society and the Utah Statehood Centennial Commission. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other BeHype Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For KCPW's BeHype Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcbw.org.